Thank you, Ben. Now it's time for the Shipping Bulletin, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 26th of March. There are warnings of gales in Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Atlantic low expected just east of Iceland, 981, by midnight tonight. High Irish Sea, 1027, expected white, 1025, by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Westerly or southwesterly, backing southerly in North Utsira, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 in Viking and later also North Utsira. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, northwesterly, backing southwesterly, 3 to 5. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Forties, Cromarty, 4th. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 to 6. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest, backing west or southwest 3 to 5. Fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Humber. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 in South Fitzroy, showers, moderate or good. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable becoming south or southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in Irish Sea. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon. South veering southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Rockall, perhaps gale 8 later in West Rockall, fair then rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southwest 6 to gale 8, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, then becoming westerly or southwesterly, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest by south 4, 24 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest 4, 16 miles, 1018, falling. Lerwick, southwest by west 4, mist 5 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Lucas, west-southwest 3, 19 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest 1, 1023, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north by east 3, 5 miles, 1024. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 1 mile, 1024. Jersey, north 2, mist 2 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north by east 3, 2 miles, 1024. Scilly Automatic, northeast by east 1, recent fog, 11 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast by east 1, 5 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north by west 2, 16 miles, 1024, falling slowly. And Malin Head, south-southwest 3, 24 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure continues to build across the south of the United Kingdom, giving mainly settled conditions and light winds, but with a risk of a few fog patches. Further north, a strengthening southwesterly flow will bring in some rain to the northwest from later on Wednesday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 2 to 4 at first in the south, otherwise 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time in the northwest. Showers in the north, then occasional rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6. Mainly fair, good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 3 to 5, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southwest 2 to 4, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, variable 3 or less becoming southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 3 or less. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable 3 or less, becoming southwesterly 2 to 4 later in the west. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Mainly fair, good. The Isle of Man, south or southwest 3 to 5. Fair, good, occasionally poor later. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in the north. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel, variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally poor later. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time in the northwest. Mainly fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwest 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first in the south and gale 8 in the north, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Showers, then rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And finally for this shipping bulletin, the Shetland Isles, southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Occasional rain, then showers later, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where in a couple of minutes it's Farming Today. But first, it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Richard Reddy.
Good morning. Over the weekend, our family bought a new television. The truth is, our old TV set had been playing up for years and was becoming so obsolete that we were unable to access certain digital channels and use streaming services. But here's the thing, I'd become so attached to that TV, which when we bought it, it was state-of-the-art technology. In fact, I wanted to hold on to it and get it repaired. The thing is, back in the day when you had a television problem, there was always a local repairman who could carry out the requisite maintenance to get the thing working again. Sadly for me, those days are gone. I can't tell you the last time I saw a shop or retail outlet carrying out this work. And when I contacted the electrical department from which I bought the television many moons ago, hoping that they could do something, the salesperson burst out laughing and told me that that particular model had gone the way of a dodo. His only advice was to buy another. So now we have a new television, which makes everything look sharper or crisper according to the manual, and the sound is so enveloping that it feels as if you're surrounded. But at the same time, I still miss the old TV and I couldn't even get myself to dispose of it, but I placed it in the garden shed just in case I come across someone who can repair it. In our increasingly disposable world, which is characterised by fast fashion and consumer items with a limited shelf life, it would be nice to think that some things do not outlive their usefulness. So I pray that we may be people who do not treat others in the same way that we often value consumer goods. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Richard Reddy. The Today programme is at 6 o'clock, but first here on Radio 4 it's time for Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. There's a fresh start for the Red Tractor Assurance Scheme with more input from farmers and rewards for those who make the grade.
When I get out in front of farmers, you know, and tell them what we're doing and tell them what we're trying to do with reducing the audit burden, using technology, rewarding good compliance, I've had quite a few farmers stand up in meetings now and tell me that's exactly what they want to hear. That's what they want to see.
We'll have more a little later. First, though, this week we're delving into the different methods of egg production. Yesterday we heard from a free-range unit, and today we're turning to the way colony eggs are produced. Farmlay Eggs in Aberdeenshire is a family business with an output of 7 million eggs a week, the majority of which are free-range. However, the farms also have colony or caged hens, whose eggs mainly go to catering, although some are also sold to retailers. After following